This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. official says raids targeting some 2,000 undocumented immigrants got underway today as promised by the Trump administration last week. Raids were expected to focus in 9 major cities. Those included Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. In Miami, Atlanta, and Baltimore, churches and lawyers were standing by offering sanctuary to anyone worried about being detained. New York City Councilmember Carlos Menchaca says activists' work helping to educate immigrants on their rights has already paid off in 2 attempted raids in his neighborhood.
The message of knowing your rights, not to open the door, not to speak to ICE agents, is working. Those were 2 unsuccessful attempts to remove people from our neighborhood. And so that's what's working, and that's what we're going to try to do the rest of this week.
Trump supporters see the raids as the fulfillment of a campaign promise to crack down on immigrants. Critics call the raids inhumane. New York Mayor and presidential candidate Bill de Blasio on Sunday called the immigration raids a political act. But acting head of the Customs and Border Protection Agency, Mark Morgan, said this is about enforcing the law. The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry has weakened to a tropical depression as it moves over western Louisiana. But rain is expected to continue into Monday, and that increases the danger of flooding. Some areas have received as much as 50 centimeters of rain. Governor John Bel Edwards and President Donald Trump have both declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. India has postponed indefinitely its launch of a mission to an uncharted area of the moon, making a significant milestone in its steadily expanding ambitions in space. The Chandrayaan-2, which means moon vehicle in Sanskrit, has no set launch date for the future. This is VOA News. Police in Hong Kong fought with protesters as they broke